Trading Club Update, Week 19. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $130,981 as of Thursday, May 14, up 31% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. Next week, we will provide a full review of the latest earnings results from software companies, Figma, NYSE, FIV, and Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, released yesterday. For now, we will simply note that both companies exceeded expectations across the board, once again refuting the notion of AI disruption in their business models. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on May 14. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts and shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30, 2025, which can be found here, the June 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here. The July 24 recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24 recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL. Recommendations were published as part of our trade series on December 4, which can be found here. The January 23 recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FIV, can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.